Liberty is the right to choose. Freedom is the result of the right choice. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Dealing, here in Campbell, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Liberty is the right to choose. See, we all have the right to choose who we're going to marry, who we're going to have as friends and associates, who we're going to know better, who we're going to share with our life, and where we're going to go and do things. Liberty is the opportunity to make choices. Liberty is the opportunity to do what you want to do on your vacation time or on your spare time, which is just your own. But freedom is a result of the right choice you made. Now, what amuses me so is how many people want to tie the knot. They want to get married. They want to get married when they're 13, 14, 15, and they merely have physical hormones on their mind, you know, sex on their mind, and they don't realize that that's what it is. And they don't realize that what you're doing is you're buying into a package early in life and responsibilities early in life. Now, you have the liberty to do that. You have the freedom to do that too. But you have the liberty to do that. Now, what happens when you buy into these things, when you buy into early responsibilities? I have been talking about geniuses for quite some time now and saying that true geniuses, if encouraged from their very early years, would be absolutely fantastic in expressing what is their natural quality of beingness. They would be expressing, let's just say, being a musician like Mozart. If Mozart could have been trained as a child, from a childhood on, that he just composed and just listened to the music within and used that as his total life, because that seemed to be what he is most interested in doing. But because adults get into the picture, they say, well, he's got to go out and sow some wild oats. He's got to go out and be naughty. He's got to go out and chase around. He's got to go out and party. He's got to go out and do these things. Well, now, those things were not in his mind at all. Those things had to be put there. When you're a child and you have an incident that disturbs you, for instance, you have an aunt who always wants you to kiss her every time she comes to visit you, and that sort of disturbs you, and you don't really care. The aunt comes, you give her a kiss, and you go and you forget her. The aunt comes, you give her a kiss, you go and forget it. But mommy and daddy, brothers and sisters, say, oh, there comes that kiss, and aunt. She's always wanting to kiss. If they didn't say it, the kid wouldn't even pay any attention to it because it's not important. He would just go on doing whatever is the scheduled things to do and be perfectly happy. Now, do you think some children know that they're being cheated? Oh my, how they're being cheated. Do you know? Some people don't have Bill Gates for a father. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't have the richest man in the world for their father so that they theoretically can have any toy they want. Can you imagine that? And do all the children in the world who don't have Bill Gates for a father feel left out? Do they feel, you know, they're cheated? No, they don't even know what Bill Gates does for his kids. Maybe he doesn't do anything. Maybe he treats them like he was treated. Or maybe he's like a doting father and gives them everything. They have their own little putt-putts to drive around in the house with, you know, not just a bicycle. And the house that he lives in is big enough they need to have something to ride around in. You know, that's a monstrous house they live in. And then by the lake, you know, I'm sure they got little puddle things they go on the lake and they turn the wheels with their feet, you know, like a bicycle, or maybe a little motor. But Bill Gates' kids are a little different. Standing next to Bill Gates' kids every moment of their life is some responsible adult. Someone responsible to watch out after them, to take care of them, to make sure they don't come to any foul play or they don't exert themselves by not paying attention. Now, why is that? Why is that? The only reason that that happens is because that is how Bill Gates chooses to raise his kids. He chooses to raise his children with bodyguards, with nannies, with all these things. You know, anybody would like to grab a hold of his kid and ransom him off, you know. A lot of crazy people in this world, and they do those things. Well, is that paramount in his mind? Is that very much on his mind? We don't know, but we would say no. If he's a loving father, the most important thing on his mind is to love his kids and to give them everything that he can to help them improve their lives. Now, I can quite imagine Bill Gates' kids don't really have a chance to be stupid. Mm-hmm. He gives them every learning toy any child can have, and he gives them teachers to show them how to use it, because certainly he hasn't learned how to use all those things himself, and he learns his things and does it very well. But you see, parents have the liberty to bring their children up as fantastic beings. They don't have to have every toy under the sun. What is it they have to have that brings them up as fantastic beings?
A good attitude, the motivation for the children.
What children have best, what brings them up into the fantastic beings, is calling them a genius. And acting toward them like they're a genius, even when they do dumb things. Acting to them like a genius. And when the parents act to their children as though they're a genius, what happens to the children?
They are genius.
They give out that responsibility. They give out that reflection. You see, they don't really have the liberty to do this, but they chose their parents before they came here. And they chose their parents, and they chose the family, and they chose the experiences that they're going to have, and they chose it to develop their own awareness of whatever they want to do. You know, it's kind of silly to say they want to grow. They don't grow to anything. What do?
Become aware.
They become aware. They're already there. They're already fantastic beings. They're already developed beings. They're already utterly amazing beings. They just want to be aware that they're amazing. And that's why the statement here, liberty is the right to choose. Freedom is the result of that right choice. Now, if I say to Sylvia, Sylvia, when you came to this life, you had a special gem. You had a special something in you, and it's called a talent. You have a special talent. No matter what you touch, no matter what pencil or paintbrush or anything, you paint the most beautiful pictures. You have a sensitivity toward touch, drawing and art. You have a sensitivity toward it. Now, if I recognize that you have that, am I going to do everything under the sun to help you develop it?
Yes.
Right. Now, a lot of homes don't do this because it's just not practical. Mm-hmm. But if every home, that every child, the parent somehow would find what their talent was, what their genius was, and give them the liberty to entertain that and study it and develop it, then they would have freedom. Because you have 50 cars in your garage, and you don't know how to drive. Well, you're rich, you can afford chauffeurs and stuff like that, and you can afford doormen and everything else like that, but you don't know how to drive. And you have 50 cars. That's like having great talent and not knowing how to use it. Not knowing, well, how did Michelangelo develop his ability? He worked as an apprentice. From the time he was maybe 7 or 8 years old until he was ready to go on his own. And as an apprentice, he worked. He had to fill in the holes like the other apprentices did. The master painters did the master painting, and then the apprentices filled in the details, you know. They filled in the background. But, you see, he developed the skill. He didn't develop the skill he didn't have. He developed the technique and how to let that skill loose, mm-hmm. how to release that skill. and how to give that skill the freedom to express. And that's but proper choices, the liberty that we have to choose things that are going to help us to accomplish who we really are and be who we really are. It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. Now, every one of you have had experiences in life. You've had experiences all your life, and you watch, oh, this is terrible. You watch somebody, and they're very good, very good. And they make it look so easy what they're doing. And you say, I want to play the piano like they do. And you don't realize all the years they put in. Or you look at a person who does a beautiful drawing, or writes a book. I could write a book as good as that. Write it. Write it. I could do all these things as well as that. Write it. We have this boy from Nigeria, and he attended the seminar, which was held at the university there. And all these students were graduating students from the university. And he wrote me a letter and said that he wanted to be a student. And I said, well, wonderful. Tell me what you mean by wanting to be a student. Do you just want to come here to America? Or do you want to take the courses? Or what do you want to do? Do you want to be a teacher? Do you want to be a minister? What do you want to do? And so then he wrote back and he says, you're not playing fair. I expected you to send me a ticket so I could come to America and live on campus and just do anything I darn pleased and go in town every day and have fun, you know. And, you know, that's not what it's all about. But, you see, he's been raised by a family that has taught their children to beg, to have their hand out, to look for something for nothing. And, of course, if you get something for nothing, it's great. It's great. But it's worthless. Mm-hmm. It's worthless. Did you appreciate that beautiful steak dinner that someone bought for you? No. You just ate that beautiful steak dinner. Now, well, listen to me. You just ate that beautiful steak dinner and you didn't pay any attention to it. You didn't enjoy the savor of it. You didn't enjoy the flavor of it. You didn't enjoy chewing it and eating it. And you didn't enjoy it because you didn't place any value on it. It was just there. Now, you know, this is how you can compare them. When you get something for nothing, it's like taking the most beautiful steak in the world and grinding it up into hamburger. You know?
Yeah.
All of its real intrinsic value. The value is not in the food. The value is in your mental attitude about it. The value is in, that's a T-bone steak, that's a roundhouse steak, that's something special, you see. And that places the value on it, not the thing itself. So now, in your life, with whatever you do, the value of anything is first from your mind, first from your heart, first from what you believe. And when you have your mind in order, when you have your values in order, then everything works out beautifully. Then you have the freedom to continually enjoy that steak because you know it was a good one. Now I can tell you, I'm going to have hamburger tonight. And you say, good, I like hamburger. And then I'll tell you, I took a beautiful T-bone steak and ground it up into this hamburger. You took a steak and ground it up into a hamburger? Well, you know, it didn't change it. You do the same thing in your tummy. But it's the idea. It's the idea that you ground that steak, which was an image, which was a concept, which was a beautiful, expensive thing, which was a delight to eat with every delightful taste that you have of it. And you see, this is all mental. It's all mental. You go into some of these buffets, you know, where they have buffet dinners, and in the front window, they show these beautiful cakes and they have beautiful steak dinners and so forth. And they're not real. They're sitting in that window month after month and get dust on them, in fact. But they look tantalizing. They look just gorgeous. And that's the image you have when you walk in the restaurant. And then when you get in the restaurant, things are not quite the same, but they're good. But you have the image in your mind. So think about that. It's a wonderful thing. Liberty is the right to choose. Freedom is the result of the right choice. So you have a right to choose what talents you're going to use, but freedom is the using it and knowing you can use it. Have a wonderful evening, wonderful day, wonderful life, and just remember that
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.